So, Florida, the big prize tomorrow, but lots of other big states are voting with big stakes. Let's bring in NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, who's looking at the big picture. Domenico, it seems like when you look at what's happening on the Republican side, there are three scenarios tomorrow. One is that Trump wins both Ohio and Florida, which makes it very likely that he will get the delegates he needs to be the nominee before the convention. Number two, Trump loses both Florida and Ohio, which makes it near impossible for him to get the delegates he needs. And number three, Trump wins Florida but loses Ohio. Take us through those scenarios and what they would mean for Republicans.
Well, first of all, on option A, I mean, if Trump wins both states, he needs just 49% of all remaining delegates, so less than a majority. If he loses both, he and the party are in for a very precarious situation. He would need 62% of all remaining delegates, and everyone else would be worse off than even him. So we're likely headed at that point to a brokered convention. That is a pretty remarkable thing. A contested convention hasn't happened in 40 years. A brokered one where it wasn't determined until after that first ballot hasn't happened in almost 70 years. And if he wins Florida on that option C but loses Ohio, which is possible at this point, John Kasich's been ahead in a couple polls this week. We're back to where we started. The start of the day, Trump would need 54%, and we're back at the same exact point.
And if you have either option B or option C, do we have the candidates continuing all the way along in every single one of these states and contesting all of them?
Well, that's a different situation. I think that if he were to win Florida, then Marco Rubio's campaign is all but over.
Right.
He's likely to drop out. If Rubio were to win Florida, he's going to continue to march on, and we're going to see an even more splitting of the delegates.
And of course, one of the big issues that has come up over the weekend has been the violence and aggression at Trump rallies. Yesterday, Trump was on NBC's Meet the Press, where he was asked if he would tamp down that message. Instead, he seemed to defend the actions of his supporters, including one who did indeed punch a protester in the face.
I don't accept responsibility. I don't condone the violence. I don't condone what he did. But you know what? Not nice on the other side either.
It's possible you could help him with legal fees if this man needs it.
I've actually instructed my people to look into it, yes.
That was Chuck Todd there of NBC. How is all this playing out on the Republican side, Domenico?
Well, it's a pretty remarkable moment. I mean, Donald Trump saying that he doesn't condone violence, yet he's saying that he could pay the legal fees of someone who had punched another person at his rally, clearly saying that there are some bad people in this audience, and look, whatever happens to them, he's not responsible for. In fact, would even help a supporter to stand up to some of these folks. Now, a lot of us raise our eyebrows. You look at that and you think, wow, that's an incredible moment in this campaign. How does it shake things up? Well, there was a Monmouth poll out today that actually asked people about the violence at these Trump rallies in Florida among Republicans, and asked if the violence made any difference to their vote. Two-thirds said it made no difference to them whatsoever, and 22% said it made them more likely to vote for Donald Trump. And that's way more than the 12% of Floridians who said that they were made them less likely to vote. Of course, there's been a lot of talk about Sanders supporters and whether or not they've been at these rallies. Some of them have been there, but there's no truth as far as we've seen that Sanders has told these folks to go there.
Yeah, Donald Trump's been saying that these were Sanders people. But here's Bernie Sanders talking about that on MSNBC.
We have never, never once told anybody to do anything like that. The truth is, this guy really is a pathological liar.
Domenico, is this having any effect on the Democratic side?
Well, you know, you even had Donald Trump then tweet that that if Bernie Sanders wasn't careful, quote unquote, he would send his people to his rallies. So, you know, it's clearly something that Democrats, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, both trying to speak about, both trying to use Donald Trump's words against him. And frankly, Donald Trump has dictated the terms of this entire election all around Republican and Democratic side.
That's NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro ahead of the big – what are we calling it tomorrow, Domenico? Not Super Tuesday, but
– calling it Mega Tuesday. I don't know. More than 1,000 delegates at stake. Well, Mega Tuesday.
All
sure,
right.
Whatever.
All right. Well, we'll be watching. Domenico, thanks.
Thank you.